Accession number 736, Mr. Parsons, Reel 1.
Mr. Parsons, you were born in Brighton?
Yes.
One of a family of six?
Yes.
And you were the...
Middle
boy, mm-hmm. And, well, one other boy, middle of the family.
Mm-hmm.
The father was a chief clerk?
Yes.
In the
London, Brighton and South Coast Railway.
Yes, as we say, that was a job that gave him position, security, and quite a high standing compared to many other people anyway.
Yes, yes.
In Brighton.
Mm-hmm.
He had a job which was regular.
Yes.
Pension. Unusual, in fact. A bit, anyway.
Yes, it was unusual in those days, I think. From what I can... remember, there were not many pensionable jobs in those days. And if there were, the pensions were pretty meagre.
Chief clerks were better placed too than ordinary clerks. He was a
chief
clerk.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
That was a managerial sort of post, was it?
Yes, it was, in a way.
And... it meant, too, that one lived in quite a house that was bigger than the average, slightly, in a Preston Park, I think. Area,
Preston Park, yes.
Which is quite a good part.
It's a very good part, actually.
Did this mean that you had servants?
Oh, no. No, other than the cleaning woman and the washerwoman that used to come in once a week, sort of business.
That was all?
That's all, yes.
Mm-hmm. Father, I recall you saying, was a very staunch Methodist.
He was, yes. And a lay preacher.
How did this affect family life? In what ways did this...
He was naturally a reserved sort of chap, you see. And as in those days... he was boss of the family and unapproachable, really. In fact, I can't say that I knew my father. Mother rarely ruled the roost, you see.
Father was the boss, but mother ruled.
Yes, that's right, yes. Yes.
Did this mean that the house was run in father's benefit, in father's interest, mainly?
It was run in his interest.
She followed that.
Yes. Of course, his work was. Very hard work, long hours, and when he got home he had to be quiet, you see, and the whole house used to have to shut up.
And when you think about it, you say you didn't get to know him at all.
No.
Really. You, did this mean that life was this normal for that sort of man and that sort of job, or was this an unusual situation at that time?
Well,
of
course.
Fathers were like that, were they?
Oh, I don't know that they were really like that, you know. Not generally, anyway. I can only speak of him as an individual. As
And this, in a way, kind of brought you closer to mother.
Oh, yes, definitely, definitely. Oh, the whole influence in my life was mother.
And... it taught you, I think you said, self-sufficiency.
Yes, yes, yes.
What did you mean, actually, exactly there?
How can one put it? For instance, father could never do anything in the house. Manually, or, you see what I mean? And consequently, my brother was a bookworm, had no mechanical idea at all. Consequently, everything was left to me. The whole list, when William came home on leave, I had the whole list of jobs to be done, you know what I mean?
Presumably this was growing up, you were learning these things and showing your skills in them.
Oh, yes.
As a boy?
Oh, yes, definitely, yes. Oh, yes, one of my treasure possessions was a set of tools, carpenter's tools, that I won in a church competition. I think I was 8 years old. and I, even now I had the hammer and a set of tools.
What was it for? What was the prize for?
Oh, that was for drawing, actually. Freehand drawing, a thing I loved.
You were quite good with your hands, in fact. You
were quite
skilled,
yes.
And mechanical aptitude was very high,
yes,
and strong.
Yes, it was. Mm.
Sometimes, I think you said, you kind of rebelled against the fairly tight constraints in the family life.
That, yes,
as a boy, I mean, you were growing up, and you had your own ideas and monsters.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me just a little bit about growing up, just to give us an idea?
Well, I felt that I was an individual very early in life, you see what I mean? And father was inclined to keep me down, you see? But mother was quite good, and she used to let me have a certain amount of rope. But I was essentially not exactly a rebel, but I wanted to go. I wanted to go, to be doing something in my own way the whole time, you see. In a way, it was a kicking against discipline.
It was a happy home life.
Oh, definitely happy. Oh, yes. I used to often think, well, even after I was married, when this house finishes, my parents have gone, I shall miss it like hell. And I did. Always glad to get back to it, you know, because we were really a happy family.
In spite of father's somewhat distant presence, would he take you out? Would he take you to the park or to the beach?
Very, very seldom. Very, very seldom.
He was tied up, of course, a lot of the time with either his work.
Either his work or his church work, you see.
Would he actually, just in this, would father punish you occasionally, on occasions?
Oh, yes, he did, on occasion, but it was the old story, this hurts me more than it hurts you, you know what I mean?
It wasn't left to mother, that sort of thing.
Oh, no. No, I'll say that about mother, she never punished one of us.
It was a happy, if at times, perhaps we said, sort of lonely home life. In that way, that you were different from the others.
I suppose so, yes, yes.
In school, you went to kindergarten.
Yes.
First of all, which was quite common, I think we said.
It was common in those days, yes. Mm.
All the boys in the road sort of thing. Was this really to clear the household? Was this to clear the household and take the young family off the mother's hands for a while in the day?
Well, I shouldn't know that, but...
And you were there till you were six, and then to the board school.
Yes, that's right. Mm.
And again, which we talked about before, that this was similarly quite a common road for middle-class boys like yourself.
Yes, yes.
Your uncle's son, he was the manager for a telephone company.
That's right.
Mm. His boy, too, went to the...
They all went to boys' school. He had four boys. They all went to board schools.
The idea being that you would do the exam, the qualifying exam for secondary school.
That's right, yes, yes.
And you expected to do this as a
I expected it, yes. And unfortunately, that's when I had an accident and missed it.
Tell me about the accident.
We were due, I was 13, getting on 14. And coming home one evening from school, I took a shortcut, fell off a coach house roof and smashed a leg, you see. I asked the education people, my schoolmaster, in a way, if he would let me have the papers of the exam, which were starting the next day. And they jolly well wouldn't let me have them. So I laid back in bed there for 3 months. And then I suppose I was thinking about the sea and life outside, you see, and it slowly worked up, and I said to hell with secondary school, that I want to get out into the world and see something.
Parents didn't really try and influence teachers about that time, about to get your father had no...
No, he had no wish either way. I suppose he thought, well, the chap's got to make his own life, you see.
So you were lying in hospital while the exam was going on?
Yes, yes.
Then Father, because you would have left school by this time, Father got you a job in the coal merchants.
That's right, yes, an old friend of his, yes. Which job did not appeal to me?
Why not?
I loved the figures, but being tied to a desk at beck and call of the most junior of clerks, it didn't agree with me at all. All I was waiting to do for the office hour to finish, so I could get down and have a swim in the sea or something like that.
You were 2.5 years there.
Yes, yes.
That was until you could get away.
Yes, that's right.
Mm. You already had met the local Coast Guard.
Yes.
Tell me about how you met them and the things he used to say and do when you were there.
One of my hobbies was searching the cliffs of Sussex for smugglers' caves and so on, you see. And the Coast Guard station was on top of the cliffs, you see. And that was one of our ways we used to have to pass the old station. So I used to go in and have a chat with them, you see. And I could see around the office pictures of naval life and so on, you see. And the chief Coast Guard was a very homely sort of chap, and he used to talk a lot of sense. And eventually he talked about the Navy, you see. And it boosted my desires to get away to sea myself.
What sort of things did he say to you about the Navy?
One can't remember, rarely, but it was just a general outline, you see.
It was encouraging rather than discouraging.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And his son, by the way, joined the service at the same time as I did.
And one of these men, in fact, in the Coast Guard were ex-Navy at that time.
Every one of them.
Everyone.
Yes, yes.
And this was your first real connection with the sea. The family had no seafaring links at all.
No, no seafaring. I had a cousin who was in the service, but of course I used to look at him when he was on leave with open mouth, you see, and admiration. But that's the only connection.
This was the uniform and the
yes.
Aura of...
Yes. Well, it's funny, when you first see a chap from the sea, he brings an air with him, doesn't he? An air of, what should we call it, freedom?
Is that what you think yourself?
Yes, yes. Yes, that's what I thought.
Yes, you still go over in the coal merchants.
Oh, yes.
So anyway, you were in the office till you were 15... 2.5 years took you up to 15 the bit,
yes.
I think we said.
Yes.
And then you went to the Coast Guard and you had your medical examination. It was the Coast Guard was the first step.
That's the first step, yes.
What happened there?
Well, I just said that I wanted to go to sea, wanted to join the service. So he said, right, I'll get cracking, and he did. The next thing I got was a chit summoning me to medical examination.
Where?
And in Brighton. They had their own doctor there, you see. And I passed, apparently. And next thing I had was a chip to say, right, you will muster at such and such Brighton station at such and such a time, you see.
Which you did.
Which I did.
And you met the RO there.
Yes, that's right.
What did he say to you?
He said, you're joining the service. I said, yes. He said, right, we'll have to put a seal on it. He said, you'll take the King's shilling, which I did. I wish I'd kept that, you know.
You spent it quite soon, in fact.
Oh, yes, my gosh, yes. Money was tight in those days.
And just talking...